about it here since this all began. The consequences that you don't see, the hidden damage of lockdowns and quarantines and keeping schools closed and restaurants and businesses being shut down, some going out of business because they're permanently destroyed by the orders of the governors of the various states to keep everything locked down. And honestly, in the end, were lockdowns better for everyone or worse? Pretty good divide on that now. The damage done by the lockdowns in deaths of desperation, drug abuse, alcohol abuse, suicide, anxiety, all of these things piled up. My next guest, Mark Sheeran, is the co-founder of Baldwin Research Institute at the St. Jude Retreats. Mark, good to have you here. Thank you for taking the time to join us.
Thanks, Steve. Thanks for having me.
It's a critical conversation. Let me ask you this. You've done this for how long? You've been involved in this arena for how long?
31 years. I've been researching addiction since 1989.
And let me ask you, because I'm seeing spikes all over the playing field, all over the state that I live in, Michigan, all over the country, not just spikes in addiction, but spikes in overdose, death, suicide. All of these things are going on. What are you seeing in 2020?
Well, everything has risen in the addiction arena. In suicide, death rates are up. For example, the National Alliance on Mental Illness Hotline has seen a 65% increase in calls and emails since March. That's just one metric, right? So you look at meth overdoses have doubled in the first half of the year. Alcohol-related deaths rose by 35%. Cocaine overdoses increased by 14%. Opioids rose by 42%. So when you extrapolate the numbers, you're looking at numbers that are much, much, much higher than the COVID death rate when you group all these things together. To put it in perspective, you have around 200,000 deaths, total deaths by COVID, but most of those were with underlying conditions. Now, I'm not downplaying
I understand.
That rate.
Yeah. I understand.
But 12,000, we have a clean number of 12,000 that died from COVID only. So you have that number, and just the additional deaths with just opiates nationally is going to exceed 20,000. So you're starting to see, and then you add up all the other numbers, and we're talking 10,000.
And you know what? I want to jump in there, Mark, because I want to say something about the point you just made, and that's simply this. It's very hard to arrive at a figure, but many of the 200,000 people whose deaths have been attributed to COVID-19 and the pandemic, many of those may have died in this 12-month period anyway, depending on the extent of their illness. I mean, we know of people that had stage 4 terminal cancer and caught COVID. Did it accelerate their death? Yeah, maybe by a day or two, maybe not. Maybe they would have died anyway. The point being is we don't really know, but we do know that when you say that meth has had a doubling of the overdoses and alcohol problems in overdose plus 35%, opioids plus 42%, these are clear indications people have lost jobs, lost hope, lost the ability to go to work. They're isolated. They're locked in their home, not to mention all the domestic abuse and child abuse and all the violent acts that have happened inside the four walls that nobody has heard about. At least not in totality. These are all outcomes, aren't they?
Well, they are. You bring up a good point. The when you move the goalpost constantly, first of all, you take people's lives away, which is, frankly, un-American, right? We're not used to that. We're a free society, so we're not free anymore. That hits the psyche deep. And then you constantly move the goalpost. It was supposed to flatten the curve. Well, we flattened the curve, apparently. And then it was... Then we found out that the death rate was actually less than the flu and per capita. And then they stopped talking about the death rate and they started talking about new cases, you know, and then the lockdowns would be started back up with a surge. You know, these words are used to instill fear and instill compliance. And whether it's right or wrong, I'm not making the point of whether that's not my expertise, but I look at the ramifications and it doesn't justify it. It just doesn't. It doesn't justify a lockdown. And we're seeing
well, here be the real measure.
The case is worse than the sickness. Yeah, go ahead.
Mark Sheeran here co-founded Baldwin Research Institute and the St. Jude Retreats, the first residential non-12-step model for drug and alcohol problems in America. And Mark, it's going to be the excess deaths of 2020 over 2019. That's the only metric that's going to tell us the impact of COVID-19. The problem with it is, if some of those excess deaths, which we know now they will, come from drug and alcohol abuse and increased suicide, because suicide rates run consistently parallel with unemployment rates. If the unemployment rate goes up by 1%, the suicide rate in America goes up by 1%. I was told this year it might have gone up a bit more. So all of these things are tied together. So you'll end up with a number of excess deaths, which I believe will be significantly lower than 200,000. But it could have been so much better, because when people lose their job and they can't pay their mortgage and their marriage falls apart, then they fall into a bottle of liquor and they don't climb back out. Well, that has bad outcomes, doesn't it?
Well, it does. You know, one of the things that people don't really look at is this silly word called boredom. Believe it or not, on top of everything that you just mentioned, is when people are bored, when they don't work, they will find an outlet, because the human mind doesn't shut off just because we're locked in. And if you have a proclivity for using drugs, you're going to use more of them. Because
so the old axiom, idle hands do the devil's work, seems pretty accurate.
Oh, it absolutely is. It absolutely is. It's one of the leading causes of addiction is people's perception that if I'm bored, I should get high.
Right.
So, yeah, this has been devastating. This has been devastating to our culture, and these are real lives.
The marijuana facilities in Michigan and around the country were deemed essential, so the lines at the dispensaries were around the block. A lot of bored people in America.
Well, yeah, and, you know, alcohol production has risen by over 50% as a national industry.
Even with the restaurants closed.
Yeah, that's right, because you have it delivered, right?
Right. Think about that. Curbside delivery of your jug of juice, right? Or
that,
your weed,
right,
or whatever it is, and then you can go down the street corner as well and buy some stuff out of the medicine cabinet if you're so fortunate. And the sad thing is, I want to ask you about one more thing. We've got about a minute left here. What about the impact, Mark, on teenagers and adolescents and children through all of this when it comes to drug and alcohol abuse?
Yeah, well, we don't know with the young kids growing up in a culture of masks, right? This is something that's new territory, but we also know that depression rates are up, suicide rates are up with teenagers and college-age kids. And you know, if you take away socialization with young people, what are the long-term ramifications? We don't know what that is yet. That's going to be a cultural shift. And they're the first generation of masked children and isolated children. So this is something that I don't think the policymakers have thought about at all.
Right. You know what? They probably have not. Great conversation here, though, Mark. Really appreciate you being here. I'd like to have you back as we work our way through the fallout from the lockdowns and so forth. Thank you for being here today.
All right. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, but Mark Sheeran, good conversation. Co-founded Baldwin Research Institute and the St. Jude Retreats, the first residential non-12-step model for drug and alcohol abuse. Back in a moment in the No Panic Zone.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. PatriotFoods.com.
If I told you you could save tens of thousands of dollars over the life of a WellConnect unit, would you listen? Let me tell you, WellConnect is a heating and cooling system that can literally save you a ton of money. If you're tired of freezing in the winter and boiling in the summer and didn't think you could afford to make a change, this might just change your mind. Using your well water, you can reduce your heating bills by hundreds of dollars a year. No, I'm not kidding. WellConnect will pay for itself and will keep you comfortable the whole year. WellConnect is made in Alpena, Michigan, and it's easy as 1, 2, 3. First, if you have a well, find out if your home is a good fit for a WellConnect. Second, schedule a free home visit. And third, get a WellConnect system installed with no money down financing. Call 989-356-2113 and go to their website, WellConnectSaves.com. 989-356-2113, WellConnectSaves.com. Getting a WellConnect is a no-brainer. You'll be glad you did.
There's plenty to worry about these days. Your water shouldn't be one of them. You need Wolverine Water's reverse osmosis system. I've had a Wolverine Water reverse osmosis system for years, and honestly, my family loves it. We don't fill our shopping cart with bottles of water, and we don't fill the trash with empty bottles. Wolverine Water's reverse osmosis system gives you clean, fresh, and healthy alkaline water and gives you peace of mind. So why wait? Special offers are available now, and you can enjoy the best water of your life. WolverineWaterSystems.com. WolverineWaterSystems.com.